Hello, boys and ghouls. This is your ghostess with the mostest, welcoming you to the Valentine's Day edition of the Big Scary News, featuring all the latest news and information that you need to know to keep you up to date in the haunt, horror, and Halloween industry. The Big Scary News is proudly sponsored by Froggy's Fog. If you need the best fog in the industry to create just the right mood or hide from prying eyes and give you some privacy, check out their great line of frog juice, scents, and accessories at www.froggiesfog.com. This is the season of love, and I love the fact that so many haunted houses will be open this weekend. So please grab a loved one or two and get out there and hold each other tight. Badger will be bringing you the news, plus an interview with the super sexy makeup artist Robert Kurtzman, who's worked on such films as Nightmare on Elm Street 5, Army of Darkness, Pulp Fiction, and my personal favorite, Boogie Nights, plus many, many more. So without further ado, this is the Big Scary News.
We start off with some breaking news from HauntCon 2016. Even though HauntCon 2015 is officially in the books, Leonard Pickle has confirmed that the location of the 2016 HauntCon will be at the Sheraton Hotel in Birmingham, Alabama, January 28th through February 1st, 2016. There will be plenty of information coming up in the coming weeks and months at www.hauntcon.com. We, of course, will be following this closely and will bring you all the latest updates as they become available. We have this update from the Midwest Haunters Convention. We are very excited to announce that we will be hosting a zombie walk during the 2015 Midwest Haunters Convention. All proceeds will go to benefit the Mid-Ohio Food Bank in Columbus, Ohio. MHC and Zombie Walk Columbus have teamed up to bring you Zombie Walk Columbus, presented by the Midwest Haunters Convention, raising the dead to feed the living. We are looking for your help and support for this great charity. Come join us for a great time by dressing up in your best zombie attire and bring along a non-perishable food donation to benefit the Mid-Ohio Food Bank. Festivities will start at 4 p.m. and will lead up to the zombie walk at 6 p.m. Several makeup artists will be available to help complete your zombie costume for a small fee. The date will be Friday, May 29th at 6 p.m., although the events start at 4. At the location will be in downtown Columbus, although the route has yet to be announced. And all proceeds will go to the Mid-Ohio Food Bank. More details will be announced as they become available. We are looking for donations of non-perishable food or cash donations. Please come and show your support for this great cause. And for more information on the Midwest Haunters Convention, visit MidwestHauntersConvention.com. We have this news from Panic Point in Youngsville, North Carolina. New from Panic Point, coming Friday, March 13th, Panic Point will hold its first haunted campout and quest at Panic Point, an overnight haunted scavenger hunt experience for teams of four. Meet your team's objectives during the dead of night and try to survive the numerous zombies, terrifying clowns, and other haunted demons. Sign up as teams of four. Cash prizes are available for the winning team, and tent rentals are available. The space is limited, with only 30 teams available. Do not delay, and sign up today at www.RaleighHauntedHouse.com/haunted-campout, or risk being shut out. This is the exciting and intense event you have been waiting for. We have some hiring news from the Vampire Circus in Miami Beach. We're looking for professional haunt actors to work for 1 week with our show. Our show is a fully animated Cirque du Soleil-style extravaganza with the theme of a vampire circus. We're looking to have professional haunt actors to mingle in between the audience at the beginning of the show and then make random appearances to support the acts. There is a possibility of further travel to South America to perform. If interested, please send your info to info@thevampirecircus.us. And for more information, visit www.thevampirecircus.us. We have this convention news from Monster Mania Con in Cherry Hill, New Jersey. Please help us welcome to Monster Mania, iconic zombies of horror film history. Long before walkers terrorized the landscape of The Walking Dead, these stars defined the idea of the zombie's image in film. We are excited to announce Kira Shawn, who played the unforgettable role of the trowel-bearing Karen Cooper in the film that spawned its own subgenre of horror films, George A. Romero's Night of the Living Dead. Paul Muser is best recognized as the iconic image of the zombie on the film poster of George A. Romero's Dawn of the Dead, considered by many to be the best of the zombie films. Dawn of the Dead brought the Romero zombies to the big screen in full color, and Paul Muser's airport zombie became synonymous with his popular film. Ottaviano Dell'Acqua is best known for the worm-eyed zombie image on the poster for Lucio Fulci's film Zombie. Ottaviano has also starred in such films as Nightmare City, Zombie 3, Rats, Night of Terror, and many other Italian horror films. Please join us in welcoming the iconic zombies of horror film history to Monster Mania Con in Cherry Hill, New Jersey on March 13th through the 15th. For more information, visit monstermania.net. We have this update from the Mad Monster Party in Charlotte, North Carolina. What's the matter, kid? Don't you like clowns? Don't miss the Sid Haig Devil's Reject photo op at Mad Monster Party 2015. Sid Haig will return to celebrate the 10th anniversary of the Devil's Rejects at Mad Monster Party in Charlotte, March 27th, with a reject photo op in full makeup and Devil's Reject costume. Sid will be with us all weekend, but the photo op is Friday only. Photo ops are $60 and include a photo with Sid in Spalding makeup and Rejects costume, not the clown suit. Sid's autograph on your printed photo free, and a free digital copy of your photo op. As always, photos with Sid at his table are free. We want to give fans the opportunity to have something extra by offering this unique photo op to all of you. Sid has joined the Mad Monster family, and like Nyvek Ogre, will be one of our only recurring guests. We will be making a very special announcement shortly as to what else Sid and Mad Monster have planned for you all. You won't want to miss this. For all the latest updates, please like them on Facebook or go to www.madmonster.com. We have this news on a new video game based on Friday the 13th. Jason fans are finally getting the game they've been wanting this year. According to an article from InsideTheMagic.com, a video game based on Friday the 13th is being developed as a multiplayer horror adventure that's both cooperative and competitive. Mirroring the classic slasher films, some players will band together as survivors, while a single player will play as Jason, hunting them down. No game studio has been named yet, nor have the specific platforms it's being developed for, though those announcements are expected soon. The game is expected to be released in October 2015, just in time for Halloween. The first and last time the world saw Jason officially in a Friday the 13th video game was on the NES way back in 1989. The new game will surely feature far more modern graphics and will be based on the film series, along with the upcoming Friday the 13th TV series. We will continue to follow this story and bring you updates as they become available. We have this news from Spooky Empire / Halloween Extreme in Orlando, Florida. The Freak Show continues. American Horror Story star John Carroll Lynch, a.k.a. Twisty the Clown, joins the circus that is Spooky Empire May 15th through the 17th, 2015. Under that horrifying makeup, John Carroll Lynch is a very recognizable star who's appeared in many film and TV shows including The Drew Carey Show, Fargo, Zodiac, Bubble Boy, Gothica, Shutter Island, Carnival, and so many more. Get your tickets for Spooky Empire featuring Halloween Extreme and reserve your rooms today because they're going fast. Remember, this is two events in one, so hotel rooms will sell out. Visit the site for more details at www.spookyempire.com. We have this update from Horror Hound in Cincinnati. As first revealed on the Horror Hound Twitter page, follow them at Horror Hound, we revealed that Jason Mewes has officially signed on to appear at Horror Hound Weekend, March 20th and 21st at the Sharonville Convention Center in Cincinnati, Ohio. This marks Jason's first Horror Hound Weekend appearance in over 5 years. A cinema icon for his role as Jay in the Kevin Smith films Clerks, Chasing Amy, Mallrats, Dogma, Clerks, the animated series, Jay and Silent Bob Strike Back, and Clerks, Jason is no stranger to the world of horror with such roles in such films as Feast, The Tripper, Scream 3, Vulgar, RSVP, Silent But Deadly, Devil's Tower, and the television series Todd and the Book of Pure Evil. There's so much more happening at Horror Hound, including a Reanimator reunion, guests such as Jason Patrick, Mitch Pileggi, Michael Rooker, cast members from The Walking Dead, and so on. Make sure you're a part of this exciting event by visiting www.horrorhoundweekend.com and pre-order your tickets today. Pre-sale ticket prices will be rising soon, so save a few bucks and pre-order your tickets today at horrorhoundweekend.com. We have this news from Monsterpalooza in Burbank, California. With credits including House of a Thousand Corpses, The Fifth Element, and Spy Kids, Evil Ted Smith is a veteran FX artist and prop and costume maker who specializes in foam fabrication. He is now sharing his skills and techniques via YouTube tutorials on the Evil Ted Smith channel. Meet Evil Ted Smith at Monsterpalooza, March 27th through 29th, 2015, at the Marriott LA Burbank, 2500 Hollywood Way in Burbank, California. For tickets and more information, visit monsterpalooza.com/spring. We have this music update from Destiny Beard. Hello again, quick update for you all. Recently I went into the studio and was able to record some parts for the next single. My plan is to finish the song when I return from my two Florida shows in April. I also have some new material that I'm working on, and let me tell you, it's really, really exciting. Thanks again, everyone, for your support, and I hope you like what's coming your way this year. I'm so excited. Be sure to follow her at destinybeard.com. That's DestiniBeard.com to get all the latest. We have this news from the Bane Haunted House in Livingston, New Jersey. Zombies are all fun and games until someone in your group gets bit. So learn how to face the horde with the least amount of casualties by training yourself in the art of zombie hunting. Visit Bane Haunted House on Saturday, February 21st for Apocalypse, the one-of-a-kind zombie hunting experience. Get your tickets before the event sells out at BaneHauntedHouse.com. And finally, we have this news from the X-Files. According to an article from Examiner.com, the Fox Network is considering bringing back the iconic X-Files supernatural series. X-Files was a major hit for the Fox Network from 1993 to 2002. Fox TV Group Chairman Gary Newman confirmed that the network is in talks to bring back a new installment of the series. Fox TV Group Chairman Dana Walden confirmed the new series would star the original characters as the leading duo. Series creator Chris Carter acknowledged that he met with Fox executives and he hinted that the series may reboot as early as this summer. There were already plans for new X-Files films that would continue the main storyline. As always, we will continue to monitor this story and bring you any additional updates as we get them. And that wraps up the news for this episode. Stay tuned for the interview here on The Big Scary News. Do you need fog or snow for your haunted attraction or theatrical event? Are you looking for that perfect haze effect? How about scents to give your haunt that extra realism? If you answered yes to any of these, then you need to head over to froggiesfog.com and check out their line of world-famous frog juice, haze juice, artificial snow, and bubble juice. Whether you're a home haunter buying a gallon a year or a major theme park buying 25,000 gallons a year, you can be certain that your satisfaction is their highest priority. They have everything you need when it comes to the highest quality fog and haze fluids. If you're looking for that perfect low-lying stage fog, the longest-lasting water-based fog, the right haze juice for your machine, a bubble juice that outperforms the rest, or a snow juice that evaporates after floating 30 feet, Froggy's Fog has that and so much more. Froggy's Fog also has scent additives that are compatible with any water-based fog, haze, snow, and bubble fluid. For more information, visit froggiesfog.com. That's froggiesfog.com.
Hey, this is Tater. Come buy your fog from me, because if you don't, I'll be homeless.
Everybody, Drew Badger here live at HauntCon, checking out all the educational stuff, the vendors, lots of people here this year down in beautiful Baton Rouge, Louisiana, the start of Mardi Gras, so the streets are packed, and we're kind of found a little quiet spot here, one of the featured education tracks going on right now. Robert Kurtzman is doing a big thing on mask making, 3 days here. He's got a class full of people here, and I happen to have Robert Kurtzman right here from Robert Kurtzman's Creature Corps up in Ohio. Robert, how are you doing?
I'm doing great. Having a good time.
HauntCon treating you well. Looks like you got a bunch of good students here and a lot of good projects being done here. Some really creative masks and some other stuff being made here.
Yeah, we're having a good time. Everybody's doing really well. We'll be making masks for 3 days, doing the whole process, sculpting, molding, painting, running out of latex and the whole thing. So.
And they get to take them home?
Yep, absolutely.
You can't beat that at half the price, I'm sure. A lot of people have heard your name around, but some people may not know exactly what you've done, your credits. You've got an extensive list of movies and film, TV, whatever. And so how did you get started in this, and what really kind of got you that big break and made you a household name in certain circles?
Well, that would have been years of work, but
absolutely.
I got interested in makeup effects and monster movies when I was a kid. You know, growing up watching late night horror host shows and Super Host on Saturday afternoon.
The Svengoolies, the Elviras, all that good stuff.
The Goulardi, the Big Chuck and Little John's. You know that. And
where was that?
In Ohio. Okay. I grew up in Ohio, and then when I was 19, I left for LA and took a 12-week makeup course and got into. The business in the pretty much the early 80s, started working as a freelance artist for years, about 3 or 4 years before I started my own company with my partners at that time. And then our big break was really when we started working on a lot of low budget movies, and eventually started to work on bigger movies with bigger actors, bigger directors. And like I said, there wasn't any particular movie that was the big break, but this is the body of work and gradually building a body of work, to be able to work on movies like Dances with Wolves or Misery, which weren't really considered, splatter films or anything. We got our start doing splatter films, like Chainsaw movies, Nightmare on Elm Street films, things like that. And then gradually moved kind of into bigger...
Oscar-nominating, Oscar-winning films, nominated for all that
exactly.
stuff. Exactly. You know, a little bit less of the blood and gore, but hey, I'm sure those checks were very nice to cash.
Right, exactly. Well, those films, there's more work on those films than the other ones, but, you work on a movie like Pulp Fiction, there's not a lot in it, but what we did in it was integral to the film, and then you have... a director like Quentin and the star in the cast in the movie, the star power of it. It's a whole different ballgame.
What made you decide to come back out from L.A. back to Ohio and start this, the Creature Corps, which is what I assume is like a teaching type? What exactly is Robert Kurtzman's Creature Corps then?
Creature Corps is the effects company. So we work on films, television shows, whatever. But we also have a haunted attraction mask portion or costume catalog and stuff that we do every year as well. So we kind of do those two things.
But you bring in interns to kind of work on these projects and things?
We have a few, yeah. Okay. A few people that have been with us, artists that started out with us and been there a few years. And gradually they learn more and more and, get more responsibility and do more things. But... sorry, I got off subject there. Anyway,
but that's kind of where I was thinking why it was a teaching thing because I talked to.
Well, we had the school, but we don't have that anymore.
Oh, I see.
We ran the school for 2 years, but we just didn't have enough students to really make it run. So that's the problem with students trying to get college loans now and things. With an uncredited kind of.
I can understand why that might be slightly difficult given the day and time.
Exactly.
And stuff. So, I've spoken to a couple of people who've worked for you before who have been on the show Face Off, Becky Ingram, David Greathouse, some people like that. What do you think about shows like this? I mean, it seems to be a big thing now where people, you know, Face Off is the biggest thing on sci-fi, and for the first few years it was really cool. It seems to have died down in excitement a little bit, just my personal opinion. Is that good for the industry because it's bringing in kind of maybe a next generation of sculptors and makeup artists to the public eye? Or is it maybe a little bit too, well, if they can do it, I can do it kind of thing, and it's bringing a lot of maybe bad people out there trying to think they can be a makeup artist? If you know what I'm trying to say.
Right. Well, I also think if you make it through that show, you got some sort of talent. If you get on that show, you have talent, you know. I think it gives the... Well, first off, I don't believe that anything in the industry, when you're working on a movie, it doesn't happen that fast. You're not given 17 hours to build an entire creature suit.
Sure.
You know, it's like, so that's the...
It's the magic of TV that makes it look that easy.
Right. And I don't think, you know... I don't think, I mean, I would never take a job that gave me 17 hours to build a creature suit. So, but it's amazing what they do pull off for that. And, you know, I know most of the people that came through that show, through Becky and House and stuff. And they're great, great artists and great people. And, the big issue is like, yeah, it gives everybody this sense of, hey, there's this industry out there. You can do this. And when I was a kid, the only reason I knew about the industry was reading Famous Monsters magazine, or Fangoria. But, you know, now this has like brought national attention to it. So there's a lot of people out there who want to do it now. But, you know, you also got to realize that there's very few projects and jobs out there. And you have to be willing to really work at it and make your own kind of breaks, you know, as an artist.
Well, I don't want to talk down about the show, obviously, because I like the show. Yeah. My kids watch. It's a great show. It makes me wonder how long they can pull that off, because you can only pull from the top tier of people who are willing to go on a show like that for so long before you start going down to the B level, the C level, the D level people who you know, have been watching this, and maybe they've gotten up to a B or a C or an A level in the last few years since they've done it. But, you know, I was at Transworld a few years ago and I met one of the guys who was doing casting, and, you know, I told him I've been doing makeup since 2002, and he was like, well, maybe we'd like to see some of your talent. And, you know, I am in no way qualified for that kind of stuff. But it does make you wonder if they're kind of hard set finding people who are of that talent.
They throw it out there. I mean, they send me an invite to the show every year, and I'm like,
but a worker, you know, or be a judge?
No, to actually come on the show. They send it out to anybody they know. I think, you know, it's great for somebody coming right out of college, has a makeup tech, background or, you know, went to art school and learned some things and, you know, wants to try to do that. And it's a great spotlight for them, you know, if they get on the show. I just, it's that whole thing with me. I mean, I could never put up with it just because I wouldn't want to do things that fast.
Sure.
You know, I want to take more time, make it look good, think out the design, think out the issues and problems, you know. It's great, though, for, like, you know, in the old days, if you were working on a Roger Corman movie, yeah, I need a monster suit in 17 hours. I get it. But, you know.
Because it was a Roger Corman film.
Yeah,
we're not getting any Oscar nominations for that one, but still.
Right.
When you do classes like this and people come in, you know, you see a wide range of talent and skills and everything. What has anybody just completely blown you away with something that they've created in their head that you looked at and said, oh, my God, that's genius, that's brilliant? Or you know, question, has anybody just really just stunned you with the talent that they have, or an idea that they have come to you? We're doing a mask making class here. Somebody brought you a mask that you've never ever even considered seeing before.
Yeah, I've seen those before. I couldn't tell you who did it. I get approached at conventions all the time with artists coming up with the, you know, their portfolio or something they've made, you know, and they bring it up and I go, wow, you know, you did this and you're in your garage now, you know, it's like, it's pretty cool. Yeah, so, I mean, there's definitely, you see that all the time. And somebody who comes up with a unique idea, too, with a costume, with a unique concept or a unique kind of approach to something.
Has there ever been a time where you'd say, I like this. Is there any way I can use something like this from you, permission, buying it, or otherwise like that?
No, I've never done that.
Okay. You've got your own creativity things going on in your head.
Yeah, I mean, our team at the shop, we juggle ideas around and have enough stuff that, somebody comes, I mean, obviously, purchasing an idea from somebody, like if you saw something really cool, you want to do it. But at the same time, I definitely would never rip them off. That's the one thing I don't like, you know, to do is like, hey, I'm his idea. I'm going to do the same thing, sure. You know. But I would definitely, you know, end up optioning or buying, you know, or working out some sort of participation deal. But right now, I mean, I'm not really in that. I don't have a mass market product line, you know. It's kind of all homemade in the shop. And sure. It's really geared toward the haunt industry rather than, you know, the mass market. It's not in Walmart, you know. It's like we just make it in custom for everybody, you know, piece by piece for anybody that wants it. But, yeah, there's a tremendous amount of great artists out there. I mean, some people, like, just have incredible work, and you know, and then they're struggling and trying to figure out how to market their own stuff, which is a big thing. How do you get your stuff out there?
Any advice you can give those guys who are working on this stuff, coming up with great stuff, they just don't know how to get it out to the right people?
Luckily right now, I mean, they have the internet, which, you know, we didn't have years ago when trying to get the word out there or trying to market product. And you know, now if you take advantage of that in the right way, it's a very helpful thing. Sure. But other than that, I mean, it's really coming up with something unique or something different, or the quality is different, or you know, going to the right shows or trade shows and such to get your product out there.
Sure. Speaking of trade shows, are you going to be conducting any more classes down the road in the next 3 to 6 months, or at any of the conventions or anything? Or what movies are you working on at this point that we might see out in the theaters or on DVD in the next year or so?
We have Late Phases coming out on Blu-ray shortly. I think it's out on VOD right now. Have Fear Clinic coming out in the next month or so.
Is that also on VOD? Or?
Yeah, I think it's VOD, and then it's coming out on Blu-ray as well. We also have, Tusk just came out. Mm-hmm. We just worked on Yoga Hosers, which is, I believe, coming out sometime this summer. It's a new Kevin Smith film. And we're down here actually in Mississippi working in Biloxi on a movie with Dolph Lundgren called Shark Lake. And so we had to build a big mechanical
big
shark,
mechanical,
you know.
Nice.
And
hope you're having better luck than Spielberg did with his.
It's a lot smaller. it's a realistic size shark, you know.
Very cool.
It's not a great white, so. But and then we came right over to this from there, so. We're working on a Bruce Willis movie called The Wake, which is coming out next year, I guess, or so.
For people interested more in Robert Kurzman's Creature Corps or some of the more movies that you're coming out, or if you do decide to put on another clinic at a convention down the road, or where they can find out more information about you, website, social media, anything like that, how can they find out?
CreatureCorps.net, and that's CORPS, Creature Corps, like Marine Corps,
Semper Fi. .net. Excellent.
So,
Robert Kurzman, it's been a distinct pleasure to have you down here at HauntCon. I wish you nothing but success. I'm going to certainly be looking out for Shark Lake. That sounds like a fun one to watch. So we'll all keep our eyes out for that. Plus all the other great movies you've got coming on here. Plus the Mask Class. Be interested in seeing some of the finished product here at HauntCon down in Baton Rouge, Louisiana. My name is Drew Badger for The Big Scary Show, and we are out.
So there you have it. I hope you've enjoyed this Valentine's Day edition of The Big Scary News. Thank you to Froggy's Fog for being our title sponsor. Now be a good boy and check out the regular edition of The Big Scary Show for even more news, music, great segments, and of course, the Roundtable of Terror. Also, follow us on Twitter at The Big Scary Show and be sure to like us on Facebook. Once again, this is your ghostess with the mostest, wishing you all a very good night. And thank you for listening to The Big Scary News. Mwah.